Hollywood's fallen stars, Billy Graham. Folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. Somehow, and I know not how, in Hollywood, they put up these fallen, demoralized, and debased reprobates as some sort of standard bearers of moral guidance. They take it so far as to honor the fallen with a star on the sidewalk, suggesting that there is some sort of honor instead of shame obtained when their names are written upon one of them. It tells us in Luke 10:18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. The stars in Hollywood located on the sidewalks represent a fallen star. Fallen stars are in the Bible represent Satan as those angels who sided with him in rebellion against the God of Israel. Keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was originally the location where land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect their churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. How far has the church fallen from their duties before God? Friends, Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, where witches and warlocks are. Through desensitization normalized in where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream, and yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go and to emulate. One star in particular that I couldn't help but notice was that of Billy Graham. Yes, I said Billy Graham, the ecumenical preacher, the oneness evangelical, the evangelical pope, as they called him when living. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated, as were his disciples, 11 of the 12, were martyred. How does this make biblical sense? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified, but somehow Billy Graham is accepted and praised by the world? The only explanation must be a totally different gospel being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message was and is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message was not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, like that of Billy Graham.
All I am is a messenger to give you a message that God loves you and is willing.
Remember, Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Or what of Luke 6:26? Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Quite telling, is it not? Hollywood and its fallen stars have nothing to offer but that which God condemns in so many different ways. Look to the hell that they themselves have helped to create. It is a spirit of Antichrist at work to deceive the people into the ways of deception and at length death and hell. The Bible clearly tells us, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So tell me, why then would Hollywood and the world be loving on Billy Graham so much as to honor him with a Hollywood star?
Up in 15 seconds. Up in 15 seconds. 10 seconds. Five seconds. bbsradio.com. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, listen carefully. It tells us in Ephesians 4:14, here's the light for you, okay? It says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of who? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. Okay? They do it through deception. Reminds me of how politicians will do what they do, namely when you go to the top of the ladder, put that up against Daniel 8:25. And it says, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, I had a lot of people ask me the question about Vivek. And when they were asking me the question about Vivek, I just said, listen, if anybody's in the mainstream media right now and they're being promoted as an option for a presidential candidate, you can rest assured they're all on the same circle. They're all on the same team. Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it's interesting. Somebody just posted this here, and it says, Vivek Ramaswamy, a new dawn with a picture of the Satanist in himself, where they're shaking hands as best of bloods. You know, I honestly, in some ways, folks, I really feel for them in the sense of the price that they're going to pay at the end of the day. And it's sad to say that it's going to have to wait until Judgment Day because the American people haven't understood that they're the ones that are supposed to enforce the law. In other words, we could push that date way up. We don't have to wait for them to naturally die to bring justice. If the people understood that they were the law, we could actually deal with these criminals. And that's exactly what they are. They're deceivers. They're working hand in glove through sleight of hand, trying to continuously deceive the American people. And really, friends, that's all you have to do is follow the money trail to understand exactly what's going on. But again, speaking of deceivers, one of the things that I had brought up the other day was all of these football players, and it's not just football players, they're coming out and they're telling the people that football games are completely scripted. Now, we've known this since the 80s. We had people that were behind the scenes that were actually exposing that this was going on. But now you have platforms where you can easily access this information. I just want to show you a couple of videos for all of those that are getting prepped up to be ripped off out of their money because they want to have a party over a football game. I just want to let you know, putting it again up to scripture, Jeremiah 11:13, it's an abomination in the sight of God, first and foremost. You are being deceived, Ephesians 4:14. And you're being led astray by deceiving men. And they're making money off of your ignorance if you're caught up into this nonsense. Here's one of them.
As the NFL is scripted, 3 to 7 pass players, what was their script they got when they were drafting?
My script was that they told me that I was going to tear my ACL my rookie year.
He was going to get hurt.
I was actually kind of mad when I saw that, you know? Like, I was reading my script and it said, listen, you're going to tear your ACL the last regular season game.
In other words, his script told him, friends, he was reading this during a football camp, that he was going to rip a part of his leg out. And that was a part of his script. He was going to get hurt, okay? So, again, it's all by design. So you can understand the WWE, so you can understand politics, because they're all, again, in it together, and they're all playing simultaneously as they go back and forth.
That means I missed the Super Bowl and wasn't able to play it.
My script, it was pretty long. I didn't know if I was going to make the league because, trying to learn something like that was pretty tough.
Trying to learn something like that's pretty tough. In other words, he was going to not play football. He's not going to be doing what he worked so hard to get to. He's now going to become a script actor, and he has to play out accordingly. And if he doesn't, he's not going to be on the football team. That's what he was saying to you.
My script been pretty crazy because this is my fourth year in the NFL, and I've been to 3 Super Bowls. So when I walked in on day one, they was like, that's what they handed me. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take that one right there. I'm going to take the 3 appearances in full. I mean, my script was...
I'm going to take the 3 appearances at the Super Bowl, and then I'm going to fold, he said.
Okay? I was making $100 million, but it didn't happen that way, so they lied.
Okay, so folks, that's just one video. I want to show you another one here so you can understand the degree that these people are going.
Just sitting at lunch with other referees and getting information to where we were going to stick it to somebody that night.
One specific team that Davu stuck it to was last year against the Buffalo Bills when he confessed in front of 80,000 Patriots fans that he was going to create a completely fake penalty against the Bills in order to offset a blown call in which he robbed the Patriots of the touchdown.
I totally blew that call. In fact, wasn't even close. But don't worry, I'll penalize the other team for no good reason in the second half.
Did you hear that, friends?
Even things up.
Hall of Fame Corbin.
What do you
always say? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. So.
And folks, the guys that are making millions of dollars, they're all, this is Joe Montana, they're all lying to you, and they know that they're lying to you. And I want to show you another one here because there's a lot of them. I mean, there's tons of them, but I'm just showing you the ones that kind of stuck out to me because I wanted you to see it, because I don't like you being lied to.
How did you do your script?
You couldn't write a crazier script, I mean.
This was down 27. How did you do your script?
You couldn't write a crazier script. I mean,
before we start taping,
you couldn't write a crazier script, he said. Going on.
He was telling me about the Eagles rigged.
Yeah, I got to understand what that boy said.
Okay, it's so what he's highlighting here is the fact that this guy was being pre-recorded before the show.
Foster,
this commentator.
Foster, whatever he called
and
himself,
then all of a sudden he's going to share with you.
The information.
As a matter of fact, he's giving information that the NFL didn't want you to know.
He felt like
he's
going to
go here in just a second.
On audio or video, because it's before taping.
This is before taping.
Now, every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker. Mm-hmm. And you would have to, you know, it was like week one, you'll do this. Week two, you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four, you're going to get 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started? Would you
listen
go
to this?
These
are football players telling you it's all scripted. Week by week, this week you're going to get hurt, the next week you're going to come back, and then you're going to be a star. I mean, it's all premised on gambling, friends. Remember the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet? These football players are telling you that it is all scripted. And for some reason or another, they're not hiding it in any sense of the word. This kid I'm showing you right now is actually, this is pre-taped. He didn't know that he was being taped, and he's talking to the other football players as they're sharing the same experiences in the NFL with one another.
Every game. We're really dedicated to it, so it was more so like, that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script.
So he said that's what practice was about, was practicing the script. You need to talk to people and let them know, folks, the whole Super Bowl's a scam. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check us out on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Morning shows on the right with Tim Brown. Subscribe to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Got 13 to 15 articles that are posted every single day from those that are in the culture war. Like, again, as the Sons of Issachar knew the times, it's there every day. We're giving you a biblical and a constitutional answer to every issue. I promise there's very far and few between that are doing that in this country. Less than five that I know of, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, check out BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in early, not late, please. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. John 14, 6, Acts 4, 12, 1 Corinthians 11, 1. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5 is what I was thinking of. I want to show you a couple more of these because I don't know if people are aware of the fact that this whole Super Bowl is all rigged from start to finish. But it was one of the things, and it's one of those things that I have been talking about over time. Well, a whole mess of videos came out just over the last couple days where interviewers are asking the real questions because I think people are starting to now catch on due to the fact that it's all a fraud. And it's coming out of their own mouths. The NFL players are telling you that's all scripted. When they'd go to football camp, they would spend more time on the scripts than they would to practice. Some of them were completely taken when they got there because they didn't realize it was all scripted. And the list goes on. And they're telling you it is a fraud. It's all scripted. I mean, can you imagine working your whole life to get to a position like that to only find out it's a complete fraud and that you better do what you're told because if you're not, you're out of here? Oh, my goodness, folks. It's exactly what is going on. Let me show you a couple more of these because they're quite disturbing and quite telling, to say the least.
Let's see here. 28 carries, 147 yards.
Okay, he's talking about 20 carries, so on and so forth, his achievements. And she's asking him, how would you compare this to the dream? And then he says,
just thinking about it, I told Christian, I said, I don't know how you do it, man. It's a long
He's talking to his friend Christian, said, I don't know how you do it. It is a long game. But you know, this is just the beginning, and you know we're going to see where we go from here. So he just told you that he's told what he's doing every step of the way. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that's just football. We already knew that. No, it's not. This has been going on for decades, since the beginning, friends. We know that in 1919, the baseball games were being rigged. I mean, they were exposed back then. Well, some will say, well, what about the boxing matches? I think everybody knows that many of those are completely rigged. Okay, but folks, here again, who are you listening to? The same sort of people that are dictating and driving the narrative through the mainstream media and the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media. That's where you're getting this from. And all of these guys are the ones that are telling you it's all rigged. As a matter of fact, the guy that just fought Mike Tyson just, a month ago, he told you that all of it is rigged. Well, let's go over to basketball. Let me show you Shaq O'Neal here, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says about basketball. Because they're telling you that basketball, friends, is completely rigged as well. And again, I think this should be pretty disturbing for some people. Here, I'm going to go ahead and rewind this.
Real? No.
He was asking, is it real?
It was scripted. You knew you was getting them.
Of course, all day, every day.
So yeah, I knew you was getting
them. Okay, so he's asking him, sir, are you saying that it's scripted? He goes, all day, every day.
There's a script.
True story. I never told the story. In the first round, first championship, in the first round, I forget who we're playing. I hear Phil Jackson tell Gary Vitti, hey, get us some hotels in Indiana, because that's where we're going to play in the finals. This is like before game one in the finals.
So he's telling them to get rooms, hotels in a certain city, because that's where we're going to be playing the playoffs. This is like Barack Obama, before his second term, telling the diplomat from Russia that he'll take care of things his second term. This was before the people even voted. Again, Americans, this all this joke, all this fraud is being perpetuated by the same exact people. And they're telling you that they're doing it.
Until we got to Indiana.
Or maybe he just knew that
and
they were
Shaq
the best
said
team.
He didn't realize it until he got to Indiana, what just happened there. It was all pre-scripted.
Jeez. I don't know. I'm just telling you what I heard the man say. We haven't even played one game yet. They were back in the meeting. He's like, yeah, get us some, you know, hotel rooms in Indiana. I don't want to stay in Indiana. I want to stay on the, you know, outside of Indiana.
Are you happy they cast you in the role of Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes, I'm very, very happy. And I'm glad we beat Reggie.
Okay, again, they're telling you. And by the way, those that have capitalized off of these crimes of deceiving the people that they're taking millions and billions of dollars from, like Shaq O'Neal, the guy just asked him, are you glad that you were the main man in the script? He said he was very thankful that he was the main man. I mean, it literally goes back to what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, friends, that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. They're telling you they're doing it. And you know what's worse than all of that is when you sit there and try to tell people you know the truth of the matter, and they sit back and they argue with you back and forth saying, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. And yeah, I mean, these are just perfect little stooges for the show to go on. And it's exactly what's going on. Speaking of another topic here, you guys all seen this billionaire. I don't mean to bring in the ethnicity, but the fact of the matter is that's what it says on the post. Jewish billionaire Larry Ellison says vast AI-fueled surveillance system can ensure citizens will be on their best behavior. These people are creating slaves. They're telling you what they're doing. They're telling you the crimes that they're responsible for, and they do it with a big smile on their face. How could it be otherwise? Because they already know that the people are going to do absolutely nothing about it. Okay? Had somebody this morning highlight me and sent me a text over and just talking about how they're praying for the country, this, that, and the other thing. I said, that is all fantastic. I said, why don't you get off of hiding behind your prayers, and why don't you get on the field to make a difference? And then this woman, she tried to excuse herself by saying, you know, I'm trying to get my blank together, this, that, and the other thing. It's like, well, there you have it. And I guarantee you the problems that she has are what? She brought them upon herself. And in the process of doing so, instead of staying fixed on keeping their eyes fixed on the Lord, Hebrews 12:2, they're caught up into everything in the world, and then they're beginning to realize how they're being overtaken by these frauds, and then before they know it, it's going to be too late because the boot's going to drop, and they're not going to be able to basically respond to the crimes that are being committed. But I went back and I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, you already have constitutional provision to deal with these criminals. They don't want to deal with the criminals. They want someone else to deal with the criminals is what it really comes down to. And that's what it comes down to.
Ranzich's next Facebook
is. Look at this. This is how they're talking about this CEO right here of ADL says quiet part out loud. Evil spying on all social media tech companies to protect Zionists. I wish you profess Christians out there, and it goes no further than your profession, because you don't take the time to make distinction. Revelation 3:9, Romans 12:2-28-29, to make distinction. But you are under attack by those that are playing the victim. The very ones that you're supporting right now are the very ones attacking your free speech. Listen to this.
Data scientists working at ADL. We're monitoring all this stuff, and we're working with all the platforms, by the way, Google and YouTube and Meta and Twitter and Reddit and Steam and Amazon, all these companies. From like Apple to Zoom, we work with all of them, okay? That's relevant because we've been working with Twitter now since it was founded. We worked with the old regime, working with the new regime.
Do you understand? He just said we're working with the old regime, we're working with the new regime. Guess what, friends? I know this is going to blow some of you out of the water, but here's the deal. There is no difference between the old regime and the new regime. It's the same old. It's the same people giving the orders to these little puppets called politicians in this country. Here, I want to show you this. Speaking of a puppet, this guy, honestly, I don't know what it is. This guy humors me to no end. This Pete Hegseth guy, I mean, I just can't even make it up. I mean, he's an actor. He's a part of the good old boy club. He's being promoted. He's not qualified. He has no experience. But I'll tell you what he is. He's an adulterer. And I just want to remind everybody watching today that if he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife. And here, let me take it a step further. If he can't be faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife, and he can't be faithful to his wife. How is he going to be faithful to your country? I'm talking about Pete Hegseth. He admitted to having 5 affairs during his first marriage. Remember how I told you they're all extorted men? Absolutely. Here's another one. Folks, they're all extorted. They're all told what to do, and if they don't go along with it, then they're ostracized. That's called extortion. That is illegal. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. You know, I want to make clear that I could spend 3 hours a day pointing the finger at the guilty party. Those that forsake God's law, his moral law, make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. Those that forsake his law, they praise the wicked. The way that you're praising the wicked is you're just going along with it blindly. You know, the bottom line is you need to question everything about your professed Christianity at that point. Because those that are led by the Spirit of God, as it tells us, as a matter of fact, here, let me just go there since it's just dropped into my heart. And I want to go over and show you exactly what I'm talking about. And it talks about it in 1 John 4:4 as well. But doesn't it tell us in the Bible, friends, that a stranger will they not follow, but they will flee from him? That word flee, by the way, means terror-stricken. For they know not the voice of strangers. They follow the good shepherd. That's the importance of understanding. And understanding is having knowledge and knowing how to use it, right? Then that becomes wisdom. But the only way that you're going to get that is feeding on the bread of life, John 6:35, who is, by the way, in context, the good shepherd. Now, I wanted to highlight this because this is one of those things that just really, it really bothers me. And I've shared some of the information with you in the past, but maybe it'll be good for me to just go ahead and reiterate it because it's not tedious for me.
It may be for some people that, you know, they heard it, but they never did anything about it. You know, those that complain about me bringing something up from the past. No, when you fix the past, then we can leave the past and we can go forward from learning from that past as to how to deal with the corruption in the past, but not until then. See, the problem with the American people is they're inundated all day long by a lying media to create what? Deception, to deceive the people, smoke and mirrors. Everybody's guilty in the country. Every country's guilty in the world that they want to overthrow, but the politicians that are doing it. And that's exactly what the mainstream media does all day long. They do their best as conspirators and as accomplices to the crimes of conspirators, doing their best to keep you distracted from the guilty party. I'm not going to be a part of that, never have been a part of that, and by the grace of God, I never will be. Because it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. Not the compromise, not the diplomatic efforts, not the, you know, give them a break, not the, you know, just turn your cheek, Bradley, you know, and giving these corrupt politicians how many scandals and how many times they've been accused of the crimes that they're guilty of, and you all the while know they're guilty of, and yet you sit back and act like, oh, you know, just give them a break. He's above the law. He doesn't have to pay the price. There's no recompense. There's no no Americans to stand up and actually hold him accountable to the laws that he promised that he would hold up. Gosh, Americans. I mean, it's really, and I'm not even frustrated. I'm baffled by the ignorance of the people in this country to no end. Hey, let me ask you this: what happens if you break the law? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What is the fulfilling of the law? It's love. 22:37. Also Romans 13. I was thinking of Matthew 22:37, Romans 13:10. I'm just kind of curious. What happens if you break the law? Is there consequence for you breaking the law? And rightfully so. Because I am for the law. Isaiah 8:20. But you've been conditioned to do what? Well, to give them a pass when they commit a crime. And well, you say, well, Bradley, you know, there's so many lies being thrown on us by the mainstream media. Well, then hold them accountable. They don't have a right to lie. When you look at the freedom of speech, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, they don't have a right to lie. And if they lie, then you hold them accountable so they don't do it again. That's called teaching them the fear of God. And what does that mean? You're teaching them to fear the consequence by departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. But I want to move forward because this is one of the things. I was called up a couple years ago for the evangelicals in this country. I'm friends with a couple of them. The only ones that I've had respect for are very far and few between, probably three of them that I know of, and they're the real deal. I know them by being the real deal by the trouble that they get into, and they're in trouble for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing, just so you know, right? And we're promised that as Christians, if you're not in trouble, you're not doing your job, rest assured. But in saying that, I'm called up to this evangelical meeting right where I'm sitting right now. I have two screens in front of me. I had all these national Christian leaders up online with me, okay? Some of them, you know, for the most part, they were cool people. But I can tell you, and I'm just going to reiterate the point, the only one that didn't show up was Franklin Graham. And he was the one that I hoped would show up. Because this is about the time that he was telling everybody, all of his worshipers and followers, as if to suggest somehow or another, Franklin Graham is the standard to which the church and how they should act and what they should do, what they shouldn't do, so on and so forth. No, nothing could be further from the truth. He's a gatekeeper. He's controlled opposition, just like his daddy was. Just like his daddy was. And I personally think the guy's a creep. But with that, he wasn't there. Everybody else was there. Like I said, some of the people were really cool. I'm not taking that away from them. But I can tell you, I have never seen anything so pathetic in all of my life. I understood exactly why we were in trouble right then and there. So since Franklin didn't show up, I wanted to highlight him for a moment again because this is brand new. Look at how pathetic Donald Trump looks. Look, what a pathetic dweeb playing the victim. Franklin Graham says abortion is not a priority for Trump. You have to look at the whole thing. Well, guess what, friends? I just did an article, and I highlighted it on sons of liberty media.com. Since when did it become the church's job to defend representatives, reflection of the church, that advocate for the murder of innocent babies. Franklin Graham, abortion is not a priority for Trump. Wait, isn't that what Trump said the first time around? Didn't he call himself the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, which makes absolutely no sense in any sense of the word? Yeah. But again, Trump's worshipers, they're going to go no further than what he says. And what they're doing is anticipating every single word he says. So then they can act out accordingly, like a bunch of clowns that they are. Because there's absolutely no reason why anybody would be going along at this point without questioning everything that they're being told by this man. Again, Acts 12:22. I want to remind you of something really quick. I want you to listen carefully. I got a picture right here. This is just the dictator. The most recent history that we have of a madman. His name was Adolf Hitler. Okay? I want you to listen carefully as to what he said. How they kept people corralled up. How they kept them submitted. When they were asked, Louis Solmitz was a Hamburg school teacher in 1932. And when asked, what was it that the people admired about Adolf Hitler? He was not hated. He was loved by the people. This is a part of the history that we're being lied to. This is what they said about Adolf Hitler, who promised the people in Germany, 80 million people, that he was going to make that country great again. That was his slogan. Okay? How many looked to him, Adolf Hitler, with touching faith as their helper, as their savior, as their deliverer from unbearable stress? That's how they identified Adolf Hitler. You want me to say it again? How many look up to Adolf Hitler with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? See, what they didn't pay attention to is the fact that he was the one creating all the stress through the brown shirts, just like you're seeing in America today, through all these unconstitutional agencies that are havoc. What are they doing? They're creating havoc. They're making the war. They're creating the chaos, and then they're bringing in the new order. What happened there is exactly what's happening here. Okay, but I want to go back to this. Notice Adolf Hitler, too. He had priests around him. He had the evangelicals, by the way, are the ones that brought him to power back in the 30s. What do you see happening here, friends? And furthermore, I got another question for you. Why would Franklin Graham have to stand up in front of the world and say, you know what, abortion's just not a priority for Donald Trump? Wait a second. Hey, Franklin. First of all, my Bible tells me, I know that he likes to talk much about love out of context. Yes, God is love, but you don't remove the law in the process. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice, right? They have no reference to the moral law of God, which brings repentance, and they go out and they preach a message that says God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, which is not the message of the gospel. The gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, period. So what are they doing? They're completely, folks, it's oil and water. It's like they're preaching a message of yin and yang. People that read the Bible understand who the Grahams are. And I've highlighted this before, but the fact of the matter is when you look at Billy Graham having a star in Hollywood, I think that should tell you something seriously, seriously wrong. But people still aren't there yet. They just haven't figured it out yet. Now listen carefully. This is what I highlighted. I highlighted 1 Kings 13:33, and it's important that you hear it. After this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, he wouldn't return from his evil way. So what did he do to strengthen his hold on his country and his people? Well, it says that Jeroboam made, again, of the lowest of the priests, those that would be controlled, extorted of the high places, and then he would put them up in high positions to keep them as gatekeepers to keep everybody in check. That's exactly what he's saying. And then it says, whosoever would, he consecrated him and became one of the priests of the high places. That is exactly what the Pope is. It is exactly all these popular preachers of the day. It's exactly what they are. It's exactly who the Grahams were. Hey, folks, since Billy Graham was in that position, isn't it interesting how the country went down real fast? Why? Because he never stood up against the sins of the nation. He cared too much about the approbation of men than he did the approbation of God. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
VBSRadio.com. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, 1-281-845-4704. I see you up there. Just hold up a minute. I need to get through this real quick, please. 281-845-4704. We're talking about right now the Christian Post, which I believe is a propaganda outlet, without a doubt. Franklin Graham says abortion is not a priority for Trump. You have to look at the whole thing. Now, what they have is they have the said gatekeepers like Franklin Creepy. We call him Creepy Franklin Graham here, standing up on the behalf of Donald Trump and saying, you know, it's just not a priority anymore. Well, then why did he tell the people during his first tenure? Why did he tell the people that he's going to put a stop to it? And he did just the exact opposite. Instead of putting a stop to it, he actually added $600,000 to the pot. $600 million, forgive me, $600 million to the pot to make sure that babies were murdered. $600 million more than Barack Obama, by the way. That is an absolute fact. As a matter of fact, I have all the links on this article right here, okay? If you're looking up at social media platforms, it's at sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's easy to find. All the links are there for you to see, okay? But again, I want to go back over to this, and I want you to listen carefully, because far too long the American people have been listening to these ecumenical, that means oneness, helping to create a one world religion. Did you just hear Donald Trump the other day said, you know, all this chaos in the Middle East will stop if everybody just to agree to a one world religion? That all came from Donald Trump. Okay. What's interesting is as the Franklin Grahams and the evangelicals, as they call them today, which are not, the Haggies, the gist goes on of all the popular preachers, the T.D. Jakes who just got busted for sodomy. I mean, the list goes on. They're nothing more than pawns on the table to go ahead and help create that one world religion. Paula White's another one, folks. I mean, she has no business being there in the first place, but the point is being made. And what Franklin Graham is, just like a majority of them that you know of, they're controlled opposition. That's exactly what they are. They're controlled opposition. It goes back to 1 Kings 13:33. And he's preaching and has been preaching far too long an unscriptural message of God's love while advocating what the Lord condemns. That's the point that people need to understand. The fulfilling of the law is to stand against that what violates the law. You know, I just seen this the other day, and I had a thought, and so what I did is I posted my thought, and I want you to hear it, because have you ever taken the time to notice those that parrot, who are you to judge? Have you ever noticed that they are the ones that have never repented? Have you also noticed that it is the truth that makes men free? And have you noticed, friends, and taken the time to notice that those that say, who are you to judge me, is the truth is what they fail to come to. It's the truth that they fail to acknowledge concerning the Word of God. These are the ones that are telling you, who are you to judge me? Who are you to judge them? I'm judging them for their fruit because I am a fruit inspector, as is every other Christian on this planet are to be. But let me go back over here. I just highlighted the fact that Billy Graham's got his own star. He's loved by men, yet Jesus was hated by men. It tells us in Luke 6:26 that woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Folks, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Look what Franklin Graham is highlighting. What is he highlighting? God loves you. Yeah, he loves you in demonstration, not with lip service. What Bible aren't you reading, Franklin? But then again, everything you do is scripted as well. You have to stay into the confines of the script that's been given unto you, just like all those football players earlier that were saying, man, everything was scripted. Just like the basketball players, everything was scripted. Americans don't realize that the politicians are acting out according to the script, and yet common sense comes into play, and that's why the Lord said, what, you have eyes but you don't see? Have you ever noticed that when they start to push an agenda, the majority of the state governors start doing the same exact thing? And then those that stand up against it, for some reason or another, soon enough, we find out that they're going the same direction too by what they allowed to take place in their states. There is no exemption. I had Jesse Ventura on the show once, Governor Ventura, and he told me that because of him, the CIA put offices in all the capitals throughout the United States of America. Does anybody understand that the CIA has no business whatsoever constitutionally in this country? And they certainly don't have any business going over in other countries and destabilizing them and assassinating other leaders neither, friends. Did you know this? No. That's just the tip, the very tip of the icebergs that they're responsible for. The American version of the Gestapo. And the FBI is right along with them. And the ATF is right along with them. And so are these other agencies. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing. But because the people don't know, you get it, right? Now, I want you to check this out. If Franklin isn't blasphemously endorsing, listen carefully, the vaccine, here, I want you to see this again because I never want you saying, Bradley said it. Nope, look at this. This is rawstory.com. This is the same creepy Franklin Graham that told his followers that Jesus would have gotten the COVID vaccine. That's who this guy is. Hey, folks, they're emboldened to no degree. Are you guys seeing these threats coming out from Eric Trump? Talking about the golden age and you better not get in our way. Did you see these posts by none other than Donald Trump Jr. doing the same thing with the same tone? This is the golden age and you better get out of the way. And if you stand against this, we're going to come for you. Boy, doesn't that sound like a direct threat? Isn't that what we're seeing all these said globalists do right now? Aren't we seeing exactly what Klaus Schwab and his little sidekick, homosexual sodomite that's married to another man? Isn't it interesting that they're talking the same talking points your politicians are that are falling from the likes of who's dictating what's going on a worldwide basis? They're all doing it. My goodness, friends, you're under attack. You know, one thing I know that I'm not going to do is I'm not going to stand in front of the Lord and say I didn't say what I knew to say. And the only thing that's going to make those people free is the truth. And if they don't want it, if they want to stay enslaved, that's on them, not on Bradley Dean. I am free from your blood. And if you call that hate, you know nothing of love. Let me tell you that. What do you think the crucifixion was about? I mean, Franklin actually had the audacity to tell his followers that Jesus would take the vaccine. I mean, folks, do your best to overlook the 20 million people worldwide who the bioweapons have murdered. And you know it's true. Then he attempts to defend the said president who promised to defund the murder of children during his first term and failed to do so. He did the exact opposite. I mean, okay. Evangelist Franklin Graham predicts that the abortion issue will not be necessarily a significant priority for President Donald Trump in his second administration, but hopes the president would fulfill his promise to bring the U.S. into, listen carefully, the golden age. Guess who else is talking about the golden age, friends? The pharmaceutical companies. Are you catching on? These are all bad actors. Listen to me carefully. They're all bad actors. They're all going to answer to my father, if not the American people, for their crimes against humanity. I mean, well, we got a guy calling himself a Christian. He's talking about the golden age. He's talking the same points as the elitists. They love to be talking about. They love to be talked about as elitists, just like the devil himself, who was cast down from heaven. Why? Because my big brother would have none of it, nor would my father. I think these scoundrels have forgotten that all power lies in the hands of my father, and they will face off with my father on Judgment Day. And they play it, and they play it, and they play. They're not playing anybody. The only people they're playing are the people that allow them to be played. That's it. These people are scoundrels. They are the worst of men. There's greater condemnation for these men that know the truth. And you know why they lie? Hey, look at me, friends. You know why they lie? Because they know the truth. That's why. You know why they do what they do? Because they hate the truth. They want a world that belongs to themselves. One that wars against God, Micah 3:5. So at the end of the day, they can say it's theirs, and before they know it, they're gone, if they even make it that far. And then they stand before their maker, only to realize that everything guys like me are trying to tell them and to repent for violating God's moral law and put their faith in Jesus Christ, what do? They laugh at it. They mock it. You know, I mean, they're worse than the devils are. The Bible tells us in James 4 that the devils believe and tremble. We're going to keep going here. By the way, if you're on radio and you want to watch the rest of the show, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Don't go anywhere, Bob. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Okay, good. Now we're off radio, and I want you to listen carefully because I want to finish this. If you want to call in, we got time. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Hey, listen, I want to say this too. Not only are they liars, but they're bullies. And you know why they're bullies? Because they're being bullied. They want to take off on everybody else their own guilt. They want to bully you because they didn't right their own wrongs. They want to bully you because of their self-condemnation. And this all comes to a people that refuse to repent. And I'm not going to sit back. And I'm not going to listen to all of their threats, especially when I know what we're doing here is right, because they don't like it. bunch of extorted scoundrels is what they are. The Christian Post reported the 72-year-old son of Billy Graham and CEO of the evangelical group Samaritan's Purse surmised that Trump feels as if he had done all that he could do to address abortion at the national level by appointing the U.S. Supreme Court justices that ultimately vetoed or voted to overturn Roe versus Wade. Just hang on to that thought. I'm going to show you something here, okay? And then it says the court's June 2022 ruling decentralized the issue and restored regulatory authority over abortion to the states. Okay, where they have all their plans to governors, so on and so forth. We've had lots of presidents who promised to overturn Roe versus Wade. And he's the only one to do it, Graham said, who has selected a leader, he's not a leader, to pray during the inaugural ceremony Monday, told the Christian Post in a post-inauguration interview, Trump promised he would do that, and he did that. Franklin Graham is a liar. He's a liar. A false witness shall not go punished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Secondly, for those who are paying attention to Donald Trump and his empty promises, what Donald says and what Donald does are two different outcomes. Read Matthew 7, 16 through 20. And the opposite is true of what Franklin claimed. And here it is. This is what I want to lay to your candor, responsible people. And I say this in truth on the behalf of the young people in the wombs. Young people. Fetus means in Latin, little one. They're people. They're a creation of God. They were wonderfully created. Okay? This is what I want to ask you. Can someone please direct me to the constitutional provision where it gives lawful authority to murder children? Please. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Somebody please show me in the Constitution where government ever had provision to murder a baby. We can stay here until tomorrow. Because nobody's going to be able to tell me that. They never had the authority, but they do it anyways, right? Another question for you. Fourthly, where did the American people under God ever delegate authority to representatives in our government to murder children? Not only do they have the lawful authority, but the people never delegated authority for them to do it in the first place. Let me ask you that again. Where did the American people under God ever delegate authority to their representatives to murder its own children? I'm going to give you the answer. There is none. Then why is it that they're doing it? Why is it so important for them to murder our own children? I want you to contemplate that. Why? Well, we knew right when abortion came out, which is the murder of children, and again, there was an outcry during World War II concerning what the Nazis were doing through none other than the Angel of Death, Mr. Mengele. There's a worldwide outcry when they found out that he was killing babies in the womb. You know what they did? They just waited 30 years, and then they just renamed it. Right? Hey, I want to tell you something. If there's one topic where America, listen carefully again, and I honestly, with my whole heart, I'm in this with you till the end, okay? Or the beginning, one of the two. This is one of those issues the Lord will not forgive. When it comes to the murder of children, he will not pardon the murder of children. Innocent blood. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. There's only one way to appease the Lord, and that is to deal with those that are murdering the children according to his statutes. 35:33 of Numbers. That's the only way to appease God's wrath. To sit back and listen to what he calls, he's a devil is what he is. to call himself a man of God, an evangelical, to sit there in the church now defending corrupt politicians who lied about what they said they would do, and sit there and try to appease the church by saying Donald did his best. Oh, as a matter of fact, Donald didn't only do his best. He's the only one that ever did it. No, he didn't. He did the opposite. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to append this article over to the feed on Rumble because I want you to see it for yourself, okay? I want to end it with this, and I'm going to take these phone calls, 281-845-4704. There is no, look at me carefully, there is no authority whatsoever found in any founding document to murder anybody. I said murder. I didn't say kill. If someone murders somebody, what we used to do in this country, all the way up until the beginning of the 1900s, that person that murdered an innocent person, the blood of that man was to be shed, and they used to hang him publicly. Guess what that did? That deterred the crime. Now they encourage it. So, in ending here, friends, on this topic, where's Franklin getting his information from? It's not. He's getting a script, just like a useful idiot would get a script that's sitting in some of these little propaganda outlets across the country that calls themselves news resources or media resources. But as the old saying goes, if the people, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, you don't have to worry about giving them the right answers, right? And so it is. And that's what we're dealing with in this country. Again, because the people don't care. I want to say it again. Just for all of you that just continuously give a pass to what's going on, if you're not protesting against it, you're guilty of it. And if you're one of those that's in it and you're doing your job, praise God, we're in this thing together. And I seriously am thankful that you're out there. This is one of those topics that the Lord will not forgive. And you know what? If you're on his side, you totally agree 100%. To sit there and listen to this corruption coming from the church and state working hand in glove, excusing themselves from the blood of innocent babies in the millions times 8D, times 80 million babies, and saying that he's doing his best and he's not going to prioritize the stop. He's got authority to do it right now. He's got authority to put a stop to it right now, but he's not going to take the time to do that. Why? Because his master's telling him to keep doing it, because his master is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, just like these minions. And you can call it whatever you want to call it. It's true. You know it's true, and so do the bad guys. Isn't it interesting? The bad guys don't know how to do the right thing, but they do know how to go after people that do the right thing, don't they? And speaking of abortion, remember the how old was this old lady that was standing up against those that were trying to murder their babies, going into what they call a Planned Parenthood, and then the Department of Injustice throws them in prison? Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? They'll take the time to prosecute those that stand up against whose crimes? Their crimes. Because they're guilty as H-E double hockey stick, and their blood's all over the country, friends. All over the country. We got Bob calling in from Texas. Thanks for holding on, Bob. I wanted to get through that before so I didn't have to break up the topic. But what say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, love you to death. And I love what you did on Sunday with your sermon. I actually walked into my church a little late because I had to hang on listening to you. You know, about Blackstone.
Yep.
And I want to encourage you to continue to do that because everything, all these excuses Graham's making for Trump, you know, that, you know, he's done as much as he can. That's because they're focusing on issues. And when we focus on the principles, which are not in the Constitution, but are in the Declaration, and all men are created equal with the unalienable right to life. And, you know, it's real simple. That's all you have to put up with. So anyway, there's that. It's just following what Blackstone taught our founders, and they turned it into the Declaration and blessings that God gave us for, you know, respecting creation in the Bible. And then they wrote the Constitution to protect that. And we're just ignoring it. But anyway, I've got the sermon topic for the ages for you. And my it was because what we were talking about with Blackstone, and he was using counterfeit bills for something other than what I'm using it for. And basically, it is our legislators, it is Trump and his executive orders. They are doing all counterfeit bills because what they're doing is against what Blackstone said. No human laws should be suffered to contradict these. And that's creation in the Bible. So those are counterfeit bills or counterfeit executive orders, but I like the counterfeit bills thing because our guys, that's all they do is they write stuff that's already been written, and then that, according to Blackstone, you know, that forfeits both. So, I mean, this is so huge, you know, and it's so clear to me, although I have a hard time expressing it sometimes. But, you know, so much of Blackstone is just so, it takes me like an hour to do 2 pages of it.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah, he was brilliant, no doubt about it. You look at that whole era, my goodness, Bob. I mean, our forefathers were, again, if you want to just get a little taste of understanding the mind of these men, you better get yourself a dictionary to understand what they're saying. And isn't it interesting in contrast how the revisionists of the day would have you believe that they were a bunch of idiots and they didn't know anything. And yet here stands right in the face of the American people. We got the longest standing constitution in modern history. But no, I'm totally with you. I'm on board 100%. I'm just honored to be a part of what they established, and I don't want to see it go down. And that, you know, I'm doing what I can do and leaving the results up to God, and I'm going to do more concerning the time that we've got given unto us. But I'm holding to that law as well, Bob, and I'm learning from these great men of old. And I'm, you know, doing my best to interject it by the grace of God concerning what's going on in this country. I think it's so commonsensical, in all sincerity, that I just don't know how people don't understand even what might sound complicated from our forefathers. They can go on and ramble on, and I say that respectfully, for pages, chapters, books, and just talk about what it comes down to in a coined phrase, thou shalt not kill the innocent or murder the innocent. That's really what they're saying. What is it that the American people don't understand when it comes to the topic of abortion? I mean, it's a good thing they were born, and it's a good thing somebody stood up for them so that they might be born. Now, isn't it their turn to do the same thing on the behalf of the innocent in the womb? I say yes.
Yep. Well, I just love you to death. And
thank you.
I pray you'll keep on Blackstone and help me with that book club.
Oh, Emma, hey, like I said, if you would like to do that, and I'm going to shut the show down right after this, Bob, but if you'd like to go ahead and get a page put up, you give me a little meme and we'll put it up on our site. We'll put it up on our site
okay.
for you. Okay, guy.
You know, that's a blessing that I got. Just immediately, I did something to challenge my giving to the Lord, and then I got blessed with 3 guys. But I've got a guy now that can do that. So,
okay, yeah. Well, you let me know, and we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Okay, guy. Appreciate you, Bob.
Yeah.
I really do. There's one guy that's just, he's in it the same way I am. He's just constantly forging his way ahead, and we all need to be doing that. Because just imagine what we can do. I mean, the Lord doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority that no flesh should glory in his presence, 1 Corinthians 1. But it's so more advantageous for those that are belaboring under burdens because it becomes cumbersome. And when you see other people jump in with you, it's just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This guy's serious too. He's doing the right thing is unto you. And we need a lot more people doing it. And we don't need to wait until our backs are up against the wall before we do it, friends. But sad to say, that's where America is today. Our backs are up against the wall and we better get busy because we've got a lot to fight for. I want to say this in ending the show today. I thank God. And I could almost say this with my Adam's apple stuck right up in here. I can feel this. I want to say thank you to all of you good guys in the military. I want to thank all the good guys that are sitting on the benches. I want to thank all the good guys that are hazarding their lives for the freedoms that we have today. I want to say thank you for all of you that are upholding the law because you are a mercy of God that you're still there. Those that are in these unconstitutional agencies and your good people, I thank God for you, but you do need to understand how you're being used for their agenda, because there is no constitutional basis in any sense of the word. If they want to go ahead and violate our rights, and instead of you sitting back and saying you're doing your job, take it up the flagpole, read the Constitution, and go back to those that are giving those unconstitutional orders to you and saying, wait a second, it's unconstitutional, and if you keep this up, we're going to bring this to the public, and we're going to let them know exactly what you're doing. I just want to tell you, that's what you should do, because in a lot of ways, that's exactly what I'm doing here. And I just want to really tell everybody thank you for doing what they're doing across the boards and keeping us free. And those Christians out there that are really Christ-like, that are bearing fruit, John 15:8, I want to tell you something, man. Woman, with all due respect, we can do this. We can do this. And again, we can do this when we do this together, because once we put ourselves under the banner of Christianity, under that flag, as our forefathers did, the Lord's going to dispossess our enemies at every given turn. And I believe that's exactly what he's been doing through this ministry since day one. But then we have the obligation before God and man to right the wrongs in bringing justice upon their head. We know who they are. We understand who they are. We know them by name. And we as a people throughout the land need to stand up and hold them accountable. I don't care who they are. They are not above the Lord's law. I just believe that the Lord is looking to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf, regardless of how dark it is today. Hey, folks, the darker it is out there, the more we're going to shine. And it gets easier and easier. And the less people do, the more opportunity we have. And as I always say, friends, what an opportunity that we have. And in all sincerity, all of you that are part of my family over here on sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com, I sincerely am honored to be a part of your life in so many different ways. So with that, I will talk to you in 23.